Today's Mishnah is on Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Today's Mishnah is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanoch Hendel, the Kozhe Glover Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damoy. So, the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, had discussed the halacha of Hektish and Peah. In short, if Hektish owns a field, there's no Chi of Peah. Mishnah Ches is going to discuss the halacha of Hektish and Meiser. In short, if Hektish owns a field, there's no chi of Meiser. Says the Mishnah, Ki Yotzeboi, similar to the way Hektish interacts with Peah, Hektish interacts with Meiser. Hamakdish Peiroisov, if someone makes his Peirois Hektish, Achloi Bolo Inas HaMeiseris, before the Peiros B'chayiv HaMeiser. So when do Peiros become Chayiv HaMeiser? We know that from earlier in Masechtas Peah, even though it was a little bit of a digression, but we did discuss this earlier in Masechtas Peah. It's from the Shas Miruach. So from the time that all the Tfu is piled up in the field and it's smoothed out, that's when the chi of Meiseris goes into effect. So if someone's Makdish Peiros before that happened, meaning before the chi of Meiser, and then he was poided before the miruach chayavim. The halacha is he's going to be chayav and meiser. Why? Because at the time it became chayav and meiser, it wasn't hektish anymore. And even though he was makdished for an interim period of time, that doesn't matter. As long as at the time of the miruach it doesn't belong to hektish, the halacha is he's going to be chayav and meiser. Shabola inus hameisres uftan. What happens if someone had tfuah that was already chayav and meiser? The miruach happened. Then he was makdashit, uftam, and he was paidit, chayavim. Again, he's going to be chayavim meiser. Why? Because at the time that it became chayavim meiser, it was not hektish. Even though he was makdashit and then paidit, it doesn't matter. The point is, we look at the time that it went, the chi of meiser went into effect. If at that time it was hektish, you're going to be pater from meiser. If at that time it wasn't hektish, you're going to be chayavim meiser. K'tisha, naturally, nigmaru, says the Mishnah, if a person was makdish, the peiros, before the miruach, ugmara na gizbar, and then the gizbar was the one that did the miruach, so the one that finished off the work with these peiros was the gizbar, meaning it all happened at the time of hektish, v'achakach p'tam, and then after you were paided, p'turim, in that case, you're going to be pater. Why? Shebeshas chayvasan hayu p'turim, because in that case, at the time that the chi of meiser went into effect, it wasn't yet the Shas Miruach, at that point it was Pata Min HaMeiser, so being that it was Pata Min HaMeiser at that point, so it's for that reason the halacha is, you're always going to be Pata Min HaMeiser. Mishnah Tes, Misha Loket Asa Peah. Somebody saw Peah, he went and he grabbed the Peah for Amir, and he said, Arezu L'ish Pleini Ani. He said, I want this Peah to be for a certain person, that's an Ani. Meaning, I'm not taking it for myself, I'm taking it for somebody else. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zachal, Rabbi Eliezer says it works. The Chachamim say, Yitinenu L'Ani Shenim Tzarishin. Now, you can't be Zoichen it for a specific Ani, but rather the first or a man that you meet, the first poor person that you meet, he's the person that you have to give it to. Now the truth is, this first part of the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses in the first parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia, the Rav brings the discussion here. And it's very important to know what the Gemara says in order to understand Pashim Shana of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether if someone sees Peah, he could be Zoich in it for somebody else or can't be Zoich for somebody else, is discussing a person that's not an Ani, meaning someone who he himself is not entitled to the Peah. Because he himself is not entitled to the Peah, that's why the Chachamim say he can't be Zoichet for a different Ani. However, let's say the person that sees the Peah is an Ani, and really he could be Zoichet for himself, but he decides, instead of taking it for myself, I'm going to give it to my friend who's also an Ani. There, even the Chachamim would agree that the Allah is Zachaloi, that he's going to be Zoichet. And the reason is because the Chachamim hold that you say Migu, Migu that he could have been Zoichet in it for himself, so too he could be zoichet for somebody else. Migu di iboi zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. So if a poor person would see Peah and he decides, I don't want it for myself, I want to take it and sell for someone else, everyone agrees you could do that because there's something called migu. What's the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Where the person that sees it is not an ani, he's an usher, he's not someone that's entitled to Peah. So you can't say migu di iboi zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre because he can't be zoichet in himself because he himself doesn't have the credentials to be able to take Peah. There, the Chachamim say, it doesn't work. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? It works there also. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, you could say it a second migu. You could say migu, the person could make all his nechasim hefker. Right, if a person says hefker, all my nechasim are hefker. Now he's an Arab, he's an Ani. So if he wants, he can make himself into an Ani. And then once he's an Ani, he would have another migu. He could be zoichet for himself. So there's a two migus, Rabbi Eliezer says, these two migus work. What did the Chachamim hold? Chad migu amrinon, tre migu loy amrinon. You could say one migu, you can't say two migus. So if the person's already an ani, what's the migu? Migu, I could be zaycha for myself, I could be zaycha for somebody else. That works. But two migus, migu, I could have made myself into an ani. And once I was an ani, migu, I could have been zaycha for myself. That's something you wouldn't be able to do. The next part of the mission is haleket, v'hashikcha, v'hapeya, shnel oivdei koychavim, Chayev b'maisres. The halacha is that lekret, shikcha, and peya of an oivet kechavim are chayev b'maisres. Meaning, let's say a guy has a field and he decides to leave lekret, shikcha, and peya. Ordinarily, lekret, shikcha, and peya are potter for maiser. However, being that the guy is not chayev to give maiser, so if he leaves lekret, shikcha, and peya, it's very nice. It's a gift. It's certainly very, very respectable what he's doing. But it's not really lekret, shikcha, and peya, because only a yid can make something lekret, shikcha, and peya. A koy can't make something lekret, shikcha, and peya, and because he can't make something lekret, shikcha, and peya, when he leaves lekret, shikcha, and peya, if someone collects it, he'll have to give trumas or maisers, unless elam kein hefker, unless he made it hefker. If somebody would make it hefker, so then the halacha is that hefker, even of a guy, is considered hefker, and hefker is also potter from maisers. So the leket shikhen pay of a guy is not potter from maisers. The hefker of a guy is potter from maisers. Now, this seif of the Mishnah is also a major discussion in Shas, because this seif of the Mishnah seems to be presupposing, it's assuming as a hanacha, that a guy's field is chayiv and maisers. If a guy has a field and peiros grow, does he have to give maisers? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Yesh kinyan ba'ovei kechavim lafkia midei chumas or maisers, or ein chiv biyadoi kechavim lafkia midei chumas or maisers. The Torah says that if peiros grow in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give chumas or maisers. But maybe that's only if a yid owns the field. What if a guy owns the field? So it was a major machlokes tanam. The Mishnah is clearly of the opinion that if somebody buys peiros from a guy, he has to give chumas or maisers. So the shaila is, what if the guy left like a chikrapeya? What if the guy made it hefker? So if the guy left like a chikrapeya, you're going to be chayiv and meiser. The reason you're going to be chayiv and meiser is because his like a chikrapeya is not real like a chikrapeya. Even though real like a chikrapeya is potter from meisers, but this is not the real thing. Because not the real thing, you're going to be chayiv and meisers. The hefker of a guy is the real thing. It's a real hefker. Hefker is potter from meisers. So therefore, if somebody buys peiros from a guy, even though ordinarily you'd be chayiv and trumas and meisers, but if he was mafgarit, just like regular hefker's potter for trumas and maestras, the guy's hefker will also be potter from trumas and maestras.